Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So today's article is about some stuff that's going on in Sweden. What do we know about Sweden? Have you been to Sweden? I had that sort of feeling that when you were in Europe, you did.
I did. I actually visited for a few days.
Cool.
I went to Stockholm.
No, I was just asking, was it cool?
Oh, it was really cool. Very cool. It's like, you know, it's a kind of like a design capital, you know, like everything there is about design, interior design, all kinds of design. So when you go there, everything is like really cool, I think.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Now, I said cool, but what about cold? Because I always think of Sweden. I just think it's like, is it snowing all the time there? Is it super cold?
Well, when I went, it was during the winter.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Was really cold. There was snow and there was ice. But I think it was manageable as long as you layer up and you wear warm enough clothes and it's all fine.
Okay. Other things about Sweden? What do I know about Sweden?
The meatballs.
Meatballs. Yes. IKEA furniture.
IKEA.
Yes. I've met a couple of people from Sweden. They seem to speak better English than I do. Did you notice that? Did people speak really good English?
Yeah, they speak really good English there too.
Yeah. Okay, another thing they do really well is deal with their trash.
Oh.
We're going to find out how they do that by reading through day one of today's article.
Reading.
Dealing with trash. The Swedish way. Sweden is one of the best countries in the world at dealing with its trash. In fact, it is close to having no trash at all, which is the aim of its zero waste idea. This is a far cry from the situation in Sweden just 40 years ago. In the 1970s, only 35% of the country's waste was reused or recycled. Now that figure is more than 99%. So, how do they do it? Well, it starts with reducing waste. By Swedish law, companies must pay when their products are collected, recycled, or thrown out. Thus, companies have become more eco-friendly and have found ways to reduce waste. Other laws in Sweden mean that families have to recycle everything they can. Newspapers are made into recycled paper, bottles are reused, and food waste is turned into gas. Of course, there will be some items left over, but this is where the Waste to Energy, WTE, program comes in.
So our article starts by saying Sweden is one of the best countries in the world at dealing with its trash. So, of course, Sweden, if anybody's not quite sure, it's up in the north of Europe, further north than Germany, kind of between Norway and Finland. And it's really good at dealing with its trash. To deal with something usually means to take care of that thing or person, often because it either is a problem or is causing a problem. So to deal with it, you solve that problem and make it go away. So we're talking about trash. If you're talking about dealing with trash, then it's what do we do with it? What do we do with all our leftovers, our waste products, things we throw away, and how do we stop that from affecting the world we live in?
That's right. All right, so how does Sweden do that? Well, the article says, in fact, it is close to having no trash at all, which is the aim of its zero waste idea. Oh, wow. So
no trash.
Yeah, they're
That's
very
impressive.
Close to having no trash. So this phrase close to just means it's really near a certain number or a certain level. So in like the sentence says, they're almost near the point where they don't have any trash at all.
Okay, and this is their goal, this is their purpose, as we see in the article, it is their aim. And that's what an aim is. It's your goal, it's something you are trying to achieve, it's the target that you're trying to get. So they've said, okay, we want no trash, we want zero waste, and we're going to make laws and do different things because that is what we are aiming for, because it can be used as a verb as well, to aim at something. That is what our country is going to try to accomplish, try to achieve, zero waste. waste.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the word waste. It's also our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means all the things or materials left over from that is not wanted anymore or not needed anymore. So waste is basically like the trash that we have. So if you're eating something, you cannot finish your food, that is called waste. So you throw it in the trash. For example, we can say, scientists are trying to find ways to clean waste in the oceans.
Okay, and of course, we can use waste as a verb as well. You parents will tell you, don't waste food.
Right.
You know, don't, we've got this thing, don't waste it. And we can also think about things like wasting time, wasting somebody else's time. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Okay, so what they're trying to do then is get this zero waste or zero trash, no garbage. And that's what they're trying to do. And we also see that this idea of zero waste is a far cry from the situation in Sweden just 40 years ago.
Oh.
So if something is a far cry from something else, what does that mean? We're going to explain it now because it is today's shortcut for you. We're going to listen to a conversation that explains what this phrase, a far cry from, means and how to use it.
Shortcut for you.
This is your hotel room.
Well, this doesn't seem right. Are you sure there wasn't a mistake with the rooms?
I'm not sure what you mean.
It's just that this room is so small. It's a far cry from the pictures on the hotel's website.
Please don't cry, miss. I'll try to fix the problem.
Don't worry, I'm not going to cry. To be a far cry from something means that something is very different from another thing.
All right. To be a far cry from something means 与什么大相径庭。So, you're not going to cry?
No, but I am going to complain. I think I paid for a much bigger room.
But this is the biggest room we have.
You're joking, right? There's not even enough room for my suitcase.
So a far cry from, as we heard, means a long way from or just very different to. It's nothing like it. These two things are very different. We could also say, our new boss is very friendly. A far cry from our last boss.
Ooh, who are you talking about?
No names. No name and no names.
I'm just kidding. All right, so next the article says, in the 1970s, only 35% of the country's waste was reused or recycled. Okay, so a long time ago in the 1970s, all of their trash was, a few of it was only reused or recycled. Now, let's take a look at the word recycle. It's our vocabulary word, and it's a verb, and it means to send things like paper, plastic, or cans to a place where it can be treated and then turned into something else so it can be used again. So it becomes like a new product. The prefix re that we see in the front means again. So recycle basically means to use again in another cycle. So for example, reuse and recycle are a little bit different, okay? Because reuse is something that you can use again and again and again. You don't really throw it away and you don't let it turn into something new. For example, plastic bags are hard to reuse. It's hard for us to use plastic bags again, but you can reuse a tote bag. You can reuse a bag made out of cloth and you can use this thing again and again. Okay? So for example, let's use recycle in a sentence. We can say, my family recycles all of the trash in our house.
Okay, which means anything that you can send off to get dealt with and turn into a new product, you do. Reusing is things like getting a jar, you finish like a jar of jam or something, and instead of throwing out that glass jar, because glass can be recycled, but you could reuse it. You could put other stuff in it, you could make new jam, you could use it to hold pens and stuff like that. Now, it does take a little bit of energy and fuel to recycle something, but it takes a lot less to reuse it. So often reusing is kind of better for the environment than recycling,、mm-hmm. but all of it is better than just throwing stuff away.
Yeah, or wasting.
Exactly.、Things. Okay, so Sweden in the 1970s, like we said, 40 years ago, only 35% of their waste, the stuff they threw away, was reused or recycled. The article then says...Now, that figure is more than 99%.
Wow, so that's impressive.
So it's a huge change there, 35 to up to more than 99. That's why we say Sweden is close to having no trash, because it's recycling or reusing more than 99% of it. Now, in that sentence, we use the noun figure. And a figure is a number or a statistic of some kind. In this case, it's a percentage, 99%. Figures could also be weights, they could be heights, they could be costs. So it's anything that is presented as a number. And it can be plural. For example, the accountant was asked to provide the company manager with the figures for last year's sales. So by figures, we mean the numbers. How many things were sold? How much money were they sold for? How much of a profit did we make? And so on. That's what we mean in that case by the figures. In our sentence, we just mean the amount of trash that's recycled expressed as a percentage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a question that I've been thinking of throughout the whole article. It says, how do they do it? Exactly. How do they get zero waste? How do they have no trash at all? Let's take a look.
Let's look. Well, as the article says, it starts with reducing waste. Okay, there's another one of these RE words, and it's, I guess, part of that overall thing of three R's to save the environment: reduce, reuse, and recycle. We've covered reusing and recycling. To reduce just means to make something smaller or less in number.So if you reduce waste, it means you don't throw as much stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you buy something, it doesn't contain as many parts that need to be thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer boxes, fewer bags, less plastic and other stuff. So that's what we mean to reduce, to make something smaller or less in number. Another example would be, we need to reduce the amount of energy we consume.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next the article says...By Swedish law, companies must pay when their products are collected, recycled, or thrown out. Okay, so how do they do it? Well, first of all, they introduced a law, and this law says that companies have to, pay a certain amount of money, so maybe, mm-hmm. like a tax or something, when their products are collected or recycled or thrown out in the trash. So this kind of, I think, encourages people to design things that reduce waste or design things that don't have to be thrown out as often.
Exactly.
So they can design things like products. Now, products here is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means something that is made. They're basically goods, things that you buy. For example, factories make things like cell phones. So the product is the cell phone or, more specifically, we have an iPhone. Okay. Or products are basically just anything that you can make and you can buy it as well. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this.The company released their new product, a flying car.
Want me one of those?
I know.
Okay, so this idea is that if anybody throws away this company's products, even if it's recycled or reused in some way, they have to pay a bit of extra money. And as the article says, thus, companies have become more eco-friendly and have found ways to reduce waste, because it's going to cost them lots of money if they keep having to pay extra taxes when their products are thrown out or recycled. They're not going to do well as a company, and that's made them more eco-friendly. Eco-friendly means friendly to the environment. In this word, the letters eco is short forecosystems. Eco is ecosystems. And ecosystems are particular environments with lots of things living in them, such as forests, rivers, and so on. Here's another example. Shops have been encouraged to use eco-friendly shopping bags. So shopping bags that can be reused or recycled and won't damage the environment.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what else Sweden has done. It says, other laws in Sweden mean that families have to recycle everything they can. So it's not just the companies who are responsible, but even people like us, the citizens, have to recycle as much as they can.
Yeah, I guess maybe they have to pay some kind of tax as well if they don't recycle things properly or if they put things in the wrong bin. Yeah, they throw away stuff that they shouldn't throw away. And there's some examples of this in the next sentence. Newspapers are made into recycled paper, which is great, and that's something I think most countries do. Bottles are reused. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a thing. And food waste is turned into gas.
That's super cool.
Yeah, because we do throw away food bits that we don't eat. Mm-hmm. We should try not to, but, you know, bones and bits that are kind of gone bad, that does get thrown away, but it can be turned into gas. Now, to turn A into B, turn one thing into another thing, means to take that one thing and change it into another thing by some kind of process. For example, a machine could turn one thing into another, or chemicals could turn one thing into another. And here's a very popular example, or a good example from nature. Plants can turn sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide into energy and oxygen. It's basically how they get energy, how they live. So by doing all of these things, you kind of turn your trash into something useful, something you can use again, even gas, which you can burn as energy.
That's super cool. Next, it says, of course, there will be some items left over, but this is where the waste to energy program comes in. Okay, so of course, there are some things that we really cannot just throw away or some things that we can recycle.
Yeah.
Or we cannot reuse again. So,
there's always going to be, I do as well as I can, but there's some stuff you just,
it's hard to go
in the trash.
Exactly. It's hard to think about, okay, can we recycle it? Can we use it? So this is where there's a program called the Waste to Energy or WTE program comes in. Now, where something or somebody comes in, this phrase means that this something or somebody can be finally put to good use. So Sweden has the WTE, and where there are things that cannot be recycled or reused again, that's where we can call the WTE for help. And this is kind of like their area of expertise. They have to think about, what can we do with this waste? What can we do? How do we solve the problem? How do we deal with that?
Yeah, where something comes in just means this is the situation in which this thing is useful or this thing is applicable. I was just thinking about that thing with the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think one thing that I remember from Germany in Europe and a couple of other places, but I don't remember in Taiwan, is that, or in the UK for that matter, if you buy a bottle of something and you drink it, you can take the bottle back to where you bought it from, and they will put it in the recycling, and they will actually give you some money.
Oh, wow.
A very small amount of money, you know,
it's still a tiny
bit of money. But it's a sort of a reason, a thing to encourage people, like, okay, I've bought a bottle of water, or I've bought a bottle of beer, or bought something else, I've drunk it, I've washed the bottle, and I'll take it back, and I'll actually get a small amount of money. So it's saving me money to save the planet. And that's a great encouragement. And I think if there were a few more programs like that, then people would probably do a little more recycling.
I think so as well.
Now, the WTE is a cool idea and something we will look at in tomorrow's half of the article. Right now, we're going to continue with the idea of recycling in our For You chat question. Okay, so our chat question for today is just what we've been talking about. How much do you recycle and could you do more?
Actually, I really care about recycling and reusing things, so I recycle a lot. But then sometimes I'm also stuck as well because I know there are some things in Taiwan that we cannot really recycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of often stuck in the middle sometimes because there's still a lot of things that are made and you don't know what to do with
these parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky because my apartment building has all the recycling bins in it. I don't live in one of those houses or apartment buildings where you need to take things down to the street every day or every couple of days.
Oh, okay, that's lucky then.
So it does make it easier for me to recycle, and that means I do try and recycle as much as I can. Now, one thing I learned a year or two ago is about coffee cups. I'm sure you probably know this as well. I think we have talked about it in English for you before. Coffee cups, I always thought, oh, okay, they're made of, like, cardboard. You can recycle them, no problem. That's actually not always the case. It's really hard to recycle them because of the material they're made of, because they want to make it heat-proof, so it's not just, like, paper or cardboard. So I realized that, actually, you think you're recycling the coffee cups, but that's not happening. That's when I switched, and instead of buying these coffee cups, I
bring your own.
I have a flask. I have a metal flask, so I'm just reusing that, washing that every day. And I've think over the last couple of years since I started doing that, like, how many coffee cups have I not used or not thrown away? So that's not really even recycling or reusing. I would say that's reducing. Of the three R's, that I'm reducing my trash. And similarly, I don't buy straws anymore for drinks.
Same. Actually, I've switched to using reusable straws that I keep at home. So I just wash it and I bring it with me sometimes.
Great. I don't even use it. I just pour the, you know, it's a thing of tea. I pour it in a glass. Recycle the cardboard thing and just drink it out of the glass. So.
Yeah, so what do you guys do? Do you guys recycle? And if you don't recycle as much, could you probably do more? You can talk about it with your friends, with your classmates, with your family. And don't forget to stick to day two. We'll be back with more ways about how Sweden deals with its trash. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. We'll see you guys soon.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Dealing with trash the Swedish way. Sweden is one of the best countries in the world at dealing with its trash. In fact, it is close to having no trash at all, which is the aim of its zero waste idea. This is a far cry from the situation in Sweden just 40 years ago. In the 1970s, only 35% of the country's waste was reused or recycled. Now that figure is more than 99%. So, how do they do it? Well, it starts with reducing waste. By Swedish law, companies must pay when their products are collected, recycled, or thrown out. Thus, companies have become more eco-friendly and have found ways to reduce waste. Other laws in Sweden mean that families have to recycle everything they can. Newspapers are made into recycled paper, bottles are reused, and food waste is turned into gas. Of course, there will be some items left over, but this is where the waste-to-energy, WTE, program comes in.
Vocabulary review.
Aim. The aim of my article is to talk about how these two books are similar. Waste. Some cities take their waste to specific areas, while others burn it. Recycle. Recycling old things into new stuff is better than just throwing things away. Figure. I'm not very good at math, but my sister is great with figures. Reduce. The power company asked people to reduce power use during the summer. Product. Every product this store sells is good for the environment.